Please stand for the reading of the gospel if you are able. Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 13. This is the word of the Lord. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the people away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," Jesus said, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Well, that's the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. The definition of impossible, according to the dictionary, impossible means not able to occur, not able to exist, not able to be done. That's something that is impossible. Can't happen, can't be done. Jesus had just learned that his cousin, John the Baptist, was beheaded in prison. Not only was John the Baptist his cousin, but he was the herald for Christ. He was the one who was saying, "Make straight paths in the wilderness to repent and be baptized." He was preparing the world for Jesus. And he gets beheaded in prison. So Jesus, as is his custom, early in the morning, he's out to a solitary place to mourn the loss, to pray. And he goes out in a boat. He's out on the lake. And the people know he's out on the boat. He's out on the lake. And they see him out there. And they follow along on the shore. Not just 1, 2, or 3 people, but a lot. Thousands of people. They follow him along until finally Jesus is putting back in the shore. And they're there waiting for him. And when Jesus saw the crowd, it says, he had compassion on them. And he healed the sick. And he preached and he taught. And he was with them all day. Ha. Talking to 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So let's be conservative. Let's say there was another 1,000 of women and children. So we have 6,000 people. Can you picture that? 6,000 people. How big of an area would that encompass? Imagine the people in the back. You know it's off too, don't you? And yet we're only about 55, 57 people. And we're inside of a nice acoustical environment. And if I lift my voice up enough, you can hear me if I yell loud enough. But could you imagine me trying to talk to 6,000 people with no sound system, no loudspeakers? For me to talk to 6,000 people and expect them all the way in the back especially to hear me, that would be impossible. Impossible. You know, that was a logistical nightmare. 6,000 people gathered together outside. My favorite, indoor plumbing. Well, there was none of that. Water. Man. Yeah, porta potty in that day was behind the tree or rock. 6,000 people spread out, listening to Jesus, and he's touching them and healing all those among them who are sick. Can you imagine how many people were sick among 6,000 with any kind of ache or pain? And so the day grows on. He's been there all day. It's starting to get dark out. And the disciples come to Jesus and they say, send them away so they can get something to eat. And Jesus says, you feed them. You feed them. I need a couple of volunteers. A couple of volunteers. Come on down. That's it. A few more. Good, good. We're going to feed the 6,000. I think I have enough here. I've got, let's see. Now, they brought a young lad and his lunch to the Lord. This young lad had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Well, this was a smart young man. He didn't have huge loaves of bread, I'm sure. They were small loaves, something he could carry easily. 2 fish would have been dried fish. So that was going to be his lunch and whatever else he wanted to eat it for. He wasn't there to sell it. He'd have had a lot more than that. But he only had 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. I'm going to give you those two. We'll give you, see, there's 4 loaves of bread there. There's 2 fish. 1, 2. Okay. Now, it said that everybody ate until they were satisfied. 6,000 people. So it wouldn't have been like we do for intinction. You know how when you come up for intinction and you take a piece that I can't even see between your fingers, and you dip your fingers in there, and then you stick your fingers in your mouth, you know? Hey, when you come up for intinction, baby, rip off a big hunk here because it's communion. Yes. Enjoy. Christ has come to give us life and to give us life abundant. But anyways, I digress. People got enough to eat. So they got enough to eat. I mean, I don't know about you, but I need a lot more than this to be satisfied, okay? So we're gonna go ahead and feed you guys. And just to be fair about it, we're going to tear it in half so it'll go further. So tear it in half any way you want, okay? Okay, you ready? That's all right. You just take your time. Because we're going to feed 6,000 people here. Okay, Lord, we pray that you bless this food. Go feed them. We got 5 loaves, and these 2 loaves here represent 2 fish. So see how far it goes. Give it to whoever you want. No, don't go up to the balcony. Let them people starve up here. 5 loaves and 2 fish. They're already handing that out. Now, that one isn't in the Bible. That was just an extra one. There you go. It's fresh bread. You can eat it. Do you want some mayonnaise and bologna to go with that too, or? Well, you're sitting next to Fritz. You'll hear a lot of whining, so just. Okay, and you know, and the whole idea isn't that you share it, because if you share it, there's not enough to fill you up. Just, see, if everybody got a bite, that's not going to fill you up. There's no way we can feed 6,000 people, even if you gave a microscopic little piece to everybody. Yeah, maybe God really did multiply this. They just keep handing it out and handing it out. I'm surprised they haven't run out yet. You still have that left?
Yep.
Okay. Give it to somebody. Give it to anybody. Don't bring it back up here. Don't want it. Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. You can keep it for yourself. Okay. So for us to feed 6,000 people with 5 loaves, 2 fish, I don't care if the loaves were this big, it would be impossible. Impossible to do that. Impossible to speak to people from that far away. The logistics are just out of control. But in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, they were talking about rich people getting into heaven, camels going through the eye of a needle. Jesus said, he looked at them and he said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And you need to hear this. Sure, we don't have enough bread to feed 6,000 people. But if God gets his hands on it, it's more than enough for 6,000 people, right? Because we know the rest of the story. They collected 12 basketfuls of leftovers. 12 basketfuls of leftovers. And I can't help but wonder if it's in some bakery somewhere still feeding the masses. What we learn here is that God takes the little bit we have and multiplies it when we give it to him. When you take whatever you've got and give it to God for God's glory, God is going to use it as he sees fit. And he'll multiply it as much as he needs it. Because with God, all things are possible. So when you give him your brokenness, when you give him your burdens and your fears, all things are possible with God. We've got to quit looking at the impossibilities in our lives because we do that real well. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. Can't afford it. Not old enough. Too young enough. I'm not healthy enough. Not smart enough. I'm afraid. I'm embarrassed. Too complicated. God doesn't want our ability. All God wants is our availability. Because the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. He'll take the little bit we give him and multiply it and use it. And there'll be an abundance. Because with God, all things are possible. We are children of the Most High God. And so many people look at the Bible and say, well, what Jesus wants us to do is impossible. He wants us to love our enemies. Sounds impossible? No. Not when you give it to God. He wants us to clothe naked and feed the hungry, visit those who are in prison, take care of the sick. But there are so many of them. How can we do that? We'll do a few here, a few there, but how can we take care of everybody? Sounds impossible. But with God, all things are possible. He wants us to forgive people who have hurt us. Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor, but I draw the line there because I'm not forgiving that fella or that woman or whoever. I'm not forgiving them for what they've done. Not forgiving them for what they've said. With God, all things are possible. Quit looking at the impossibilities. Don't look at the impossibilities in your life. Jesus said in Matthew 21:21, Jesus replied, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, which he cursed because it didn't bear fruit and it withered up and died. He says, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done. How do we know that's true? Because with God, all things are possible. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through in life, if it's God, if God is calling you to do that, you have nothing to fear. Because with God, all things are possible. You and I need to see a world of possibilities because we serve a mighty and awesome God. And we know friends, co-workers, and family who are in impossible situations. and they need to hear about the impossibilities. They need to hear about our God with whom all things are possible. So not only do we have to apply this to our own lives, we've got to share it with the world. Because no matter what science or doctors or banks or news reports or anybody else tells us, no matter what happens, how bad we get hurt, how impossible a task seems, you got to remember whose you are. I'm a child of the King. And with God, all things are possible. Broken relationship, a marriage that's suffering, busted home, give it to God. Because with God, all things are possible. Bills are wiping you out, give it to God. Because with God, all things are possible. Bad doctor's report, give it to God. Somebody that hurt you really bad and you just can't get over your anger, give it to God. And it goes on and on and on. Because with God, all things are possible. God loves you, and so do I.